In the next in our small studio series, musician Joshua Powell has been playing indie rock across the country full-time for the past 5 years. He's a WFYI small studio featured artist, and for this session, he spoke with WFYI's Melissa Davis about the value of attracting and keeping artists in the city, art versus entertainment, and what keeps him going.
I'm Joshua Powell, and I'm making music and art. I actually grew up wanting to be a visual artist, but always felt stifled, like I couldn't actualize the things that were in my head. And music was the first conduit that I found where I could actually do that.
And how does place factor into your art?
I think that Indianapolis in particular and my work is super important because I've always had a need to define the narrative of my life and my art and to be able to say, I'm this kind of person or I make these kind of records. But as I've grown in wisdom and stature and self-actualization, I've determined that like the human narrative is a lot more fluid and I'm not always going to be this X type of person or this Y type of maker of records. I feel that Indianapolis is a city that like reflects my psyche in that way. I love LA and I love New York, but I'm not that high strung of a person. You know, I don't want to work 80 hours a week to keep up in my bedroom. And I grew up in small towns, and since I moved to a city, I can never go back to the small towns because of the wealth of diversity and creative opportunity that exists here. It's just like lights up my brain. But I can go like pick between 5 different things to do and to ingrain myself in these community activities of creativity here in Indianapolis on any given Tuesday night, but also I don't have to worry about where to park. And like, I can come back to my own house. And I love that it's a city that's growing and isn't yet bloated, but has like, you may be a big fish in a small pond, but like, there's so many other dope fish.
Do you feel like Indianapolis is doing a good job of keeping its artists in the city?
I think that is something that we're going to have to keep our finger on the pulse of going forward, especially in the next year or two. We're at such a critical juncture right now where like 5 years ago, indie was nothing like it is now. And there's been such an explosion of growth since then. It's very exciting. You see new bands and artists cropping up all the time, but I feel we're too geographically concentrated in just a neighborhood or two. So there are people all throughout the city who have so much to offer, but they can't necessarily all be working in the same locus. And so I think that, like, yes, while we have a very, like, open-minded community here and people are hungry for art and people are proud of their musicians, I think that if we want to keep growing, that we need to keep an eye on our spread, you know, and be working to not allow gentrification or whatever other forces of social movement to pigeonhole us as creatives into one neighborhood or another. Because there are so many great rooms and there are so many great bands, but we could do better by supporting it wherever it is in town.
Okay, one more.
Okay.
What keeps you going with your art?
What keeps me going? Okay, so one thing is that I have a beautiful team that's working with me right now. The musicians who are in my band are the best that I've ever gotten to work with, and having people of that caliber throw in their lot with me definitely raises the bar for my own goals and accomplishments. Part of what keeps me going is that the 5 years that we've been doing this full time, we've made so many connections with people who I just feel have given me an unprecedented level of support, and a faithfulness to their belief in my vision keeps me going sometimes. And then I think the final and biggest component is that I feel like I was made to be a maker. I feel very geared as a person who is at their best and most fulfilled and like most spiritually enlightened when I am making things. And I think that the role of the artist in society is so different from the role of an entertainer. Like, I'm not trying to make hits. Like, I'll take hit money if it comes my way. But I see the role of an artist also to be an activist and sometimes a provocateur and somebody who doesn't necessarily always just talk about feelings, but also talks about abstractions and ideas and makes you think about things in a different way and maybe challenges your rhetoric. And as long as the world is happening around me, I see it as my spiritual duty to synthesize it and to try to be a mirror to society whether to tell them how beautiful they are or whether to tell them to shape up and do better.
That's the song Sixth Chakra from our new record. It goes...
And you're screaming ultraviolet rain. The messenger of the bad moon comes down.
Joshua Powell is a WFYI Small Studio Sessions featured artist. This edition of Making It was produced by Melissa Davis and recorded by John Dawson. You can hear more music and other Small Studio Sessions at wfyi.org/smallstudio. Support for Small Studio Sessions is provided by Sun King Brewing.